The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. A growing number of people are placing great hope in this year's elections. The horrendous move into socialism by the current national administration has provoked a large reaction among people who think more conservatively. What will this reaction produce? Will great change occur? And if great change does occur, will it be change that is right? The great problem with reactionary movements is that they oftentimes are based in non-principled thinking. Since all human beings have rooted in them a selfish attitude of, I want what I want when I want it, thinking that demands more conservative economic policies could be based in greed or in fear of not having enough to live on. Those are not good enough reasons to work for change. Those who embrace those ideas, like those who embrace socialism, would still be working for change out of selfishness. In order to fix the mess in which our nation now wallows, we must look to a higher source for our ideas. As always, the Bible has the answers. God told Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Prosperity comes from obeying the Scriptures, obeying both the moral law of God and the method by which God says we should do business in government. America's founders understood this. This is why they consistently read the Bible. I found that a number of them made it their practice to read it through from Genesis to Revelation. Dr. Benjamin Rush did it this way. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence and founder of America's original public schools. Likewise, Fisher Ames, another signer of the Declaration of Independence, read the Bible through over and over. This also was John Quincy Adams' method of reading it, and we know that he, our sixth president, read it through at least 55 times in his lifetime. George Washington, each day, read the Bible morning and evening on his knees. Is it any wonder these men were so wise? It's not hard to see how they could put together the greatest national government in the history of the world, the government that gave the greatest amount of liberty to the greatest number of people in all of world history. Will godly change be worked in the coming elections just because we change the party in power? Absolutely not. No matter what a person's political party, the right kind of change, godly change, will only be worked if the people we send to government are submitted in their personal lives to biblical law and understanding. Only if they are committed to learning how to do government from the Scripture will they be actual godly change agents. The questions we should be asking candidates at the local, state, and national levels, I simply am not hearing them being asked. We should be asking them first, do you believe the Bible is truth without any mixture of error? The second question we should ask them is, do you believe the Bible can be lived out in this present world? The third question we should ask them is, why does government exist? If they can't answer a solid yes to the first two, and answer that government exists only to protect the God-given rights of life, liberty, and property, they have no business in office, no matter what party they belong to. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you or them. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.